Well, it's interesting because when you talk about Christian artists, Christian products, and that kind of stuff, basically you're talking about a few things here, okay? I'm going to break it down for you. You're asking about... Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson here. There was a time in church history where things like statues, paintings, and all that were actually banished from churches because it was deemed people would worship them instead of the Creator. So basically, to me, what makes something Christian, be it visual art, music, drama, and all that, is the content in it as well as the lifestyle of the artist. So a combination of the two. Okay, so I'm going to take this back a little bit in my own time. There was a time when we worked as a Christian DJ in Toronto years ago. And, we would go through, look at the content of what each artist was putting out there, but also look at their lifestyle. You know, I mean, like, we couldn't play someone who sung about God and, you know, worshiping Him and then yet went out and had, like, say, maybe a sexual, sinful lifestyle or drugs or getting drunk or whatever, right? You know, we couldn't do that. So everything has to be matched up, the content of the song and also the lifestyle of the artist. And so basically you have to make sure that it's someone who says all the right things, you know, is Philippians 4:8-9, making sure everything we think, say, and do is filtered through that lens. And then making sure that that lifestyle is, you know, legit.
You know, at first when I read this question, I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of a strange question. But like, I see where they're coming from, because take a movie even like Courageous, right? Where we toured that around many years ago when it first came out, Life Street Team. And it's like, this is a Christian movie. But it's so true. Like, what makes a movie like a Christian movie? You know, because there's a lot of movies that are just great and inspirational like that. But I guess, to be fair, a lot of these movies do specifically reference and point people back to God. You know, like specifically. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, this was a good person and there was clean content, you know?
So. Yeah, it's making sure that, you know, basically, as I said, everything lines up. Yeah. You know, if something is out of sync, then obviously it's not a Christian, you know, product in that sense. Because if it's just, I mean, like, if it's just a person singing about, say, spaghetti, you know, if that's all they're singing about, there's no mention of God or anything like that, can you really call it a Christian song? No.
No, it's an Italian song.
Yeah.
At that point.
That's right.